Hi, my name is Scott Anderson. You've reached my podcast. So today I'm kind of wondering the reality of climate change. It concerns me now. It has concerned me for many years. I know I inherited that or didn't inherit that, but I kind of came to the same conclusions as my father, that things were not heading uphill, they were heading downhill. And in heading downhill, we weren't doing a good job as a caretaker of our planet to provide ourselves with an ongoing place where we could live. In fact, we were kind of screwing things up. So I can't say how happy I am, because I'm extremely happy that President Biden has committed to a reduction in CO2 from the U.S. We are still a major producer, and it's important. And I hope that the other major producers will also take a look at that, will consider that, that, you know, one of the largest nations is working towards that. What I do want to be concerned about, however, or discuss, is the broader concept of the information and disinformation around climate change. One of the early dismissals that many people used was the concept of global warming. Yes, the Earth is warmer and has been the four warmest years ever recorded by humans, so about the last 250 years or so, the four hottest years on record have been the last four, which, you know, it is not indicative of the concept global warming. It's indicative of the reduced capability of the atmosphere to filter the sun's rays. That warmth is increased by the lack of the ozone layer that is devastated and destroyed by what are the greenhouse gases, or in particular carbon dioxide. As people consider carbon dioxide, and they consider, you know, the impact, you know, immediately human beings go to the fact that, you know, cows fart, it produces CO2. Or, you know, and the reality is, yes, agricultural usage does produce about 10% of the pollution in the world. The remaining percentages are significantly different. It's more actual human created. And by the way, the number of cows and the amount of that methane and other gases produced by livestock and farming is only because there are so many people on this planet. We are farming a massive amount of the land. And because of that, there is a direct one-to-one relationship as we go forward, you know, between having to produce a lot of food and the reality of that danger. So, you know, that's one thing. Yes, there is some measure of that. It's like the argument, oh, we can't have wind turbines because it kills birds. If your argument is that you can't have wind turbines because they kill birds, then I'm simply going to laugh and walk away, because you obviously haven't read the reports that show how birds die. There are about 2 billion less birds in the United States in the last 20 years. And if you look at the global impact, there's only one thing, and only one thing, that kills birds at the rate necessary to reduce the population that much, and that is feral and domestic cats that are outside. Feral and domestic cats globally kill between 9 and 10 billion birds a year. You want to know why the bird population is going down? It's not wind turbines, it's cats. In fact, if you look at the reality of the numbers, it just doesn't simply bear any value at all. Wind turbines may kill as many as 500,000 birds in a year, not 9 billion. The difference between 500,000 and 9 billion is so many zeros, it's not even funny. The other one that I've heard many times that just flips me out is, you know, solar panels are bad because they have toxic chemicals. If you take a look at the toxic chemicals produced every day in producing coal-fired and other traditional fuel sources used to power your house and a solar panel, and then your argument is, well, you can't do solar because it has toxic chemicals in the panels. Well, yeah, it does. You're absolutely right, it does. But those panels are meant to last for 20 years. If you take a look at the amount of chemicals in the solar panels and the 20-year lifespan, knowing that at the end of that you're supposed to recycle the panels anyway, that is really another kind of silly argument. And that's the problem we have right now. There are many people arguing many silly arguments about climate change, and very few people actually, as President Biden said, listening to the science. The science says climate change is impacting the world around us at a rapid rate. You don't believe in climate change, move to Guatemala. I can tell you exactly where you need to move to, because there's no farmland there anymore. It's gone. And the reason it's gone is the climate has changed permanently, and they don't get enough rain to sustain crops. They don't get enough rain to feed people. They don't have the capacity in that area anymore. If you look at the video footage of Guatemala, you'll see it is literally just brown earth. So, yeah, you can dismiss climate change all you want. And if you do, please make sure you have real facts. My name is Scott Anderson. You've reached my podcast.